Welcome to John Michael's Personal Branding Masterclass. John is the founder and CEO of Image Group International, an award-winning image consulting and personal branding pioneer established in 1989. This podcast will bring you old-school wisdom, inspiring ideas, strategies, and hacks for the new tech world. Here you will learn everything about personal branding, the system, the techniques, and the right mindset to have a successful personal brand, image, and reputation.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for being here. Today, we're going to talk about crafting success, exploring the art of artists as brands. We've often admired the works of legendary artists, but the conversation is seriously shifting. In the past, it was all about the art. Today, it's also about the artist as a brand. Like Andy Warhol and other visionary creatives, they have crafted corporate strategies, marketing plans, and investment opportunities that at times you as the public would not see. Their name, art, and influence, and their products are immense value. So by building an artist brand is more than just creating artwork, especially for the successful artists of the 21st century. It's also about smart strategic marketing, positioning, and understanding your target audience, meaning not everyone is going to buy your art for different reasons, including taste, including their values, and of course, price. And this is very important. So it's also about recognizing though your own self-worth when you're creating art, and no different to a business. So you've got to have what I would say is a financially sustaining art business, okay, and personal life, and relate this also to any business, as I've just noted. Successful artist branding means finding unique ways to express creativity while positively impacting potential clients. Artists must engage creative forces and often collaborate with other influencers to reach wider audiences. And if you think about that, business today is similar. So you must be wondering, okay, John, this is all very nice, but I'm not an artist. So what does that have to do with me? Well, the concept of artists as brands extends, as I've noted, far beyond the world of traditional artists. It's about understanding the power of personal branding, creativity, innovation, which are also relevant to leaders, professionals, entrepreneurs, and the smart types looking to thrive in today's dynamic world. Artists as a brand, you know, the principles can apply to leaders and entrepreneurs, of course, in various ways, emphasizing the importance of creativity, authenticity, and personal branding in their endeavors. And as we all know, all of these areas that I've noted, when they done well, it builds trust, a concept that I've spoken quite a bit before. And of course, trust is one of those diminishing asset values today because it's going out the window, especially with authorities. So let me mention some of the areas we can focus on. So creativity and innovation. Well, artists are known for their creativity. We all know that. And ability, you know, to think outside the square. Leaders and entrepreneurs can also adopt this same mindset because the artist as a brand mindset fosters innovation. And that whole concept also helps within organizations. So embracing creative thinking, we know it can lead to unique solutions, an essential concept today, as it's always been, but today even more so because of all the change happening in society, of course, new product ideas, and a competitive edge in the business world. And who doesn't want a competitive edge? Authenticity and unique identity is another one. So successful artists often develop a distinctive and authentic personal brand. Similarly, leaders and entrepreneurs can also differentiate themselves in a similar way, and their businesses by cultivating a genuine and unique identity brand. So authenticity in leadership can, of course, build trust, I noted that earlier, among employees, customers, and of course, stakeholders, by also setting them apart in a crowded marketplace. And the next one for today's session is effective storytelling and, of course, communication. So artists excel in conveying stories and emotions through their work. Right? So it could be, of course, art from the, you know, painting perspective. It could be sculptures, it could be lighting fixtures as an example. It could be anything creative that would be regarded as art. So leaders and entrepreneurs can also benefit from this skill by becoming better storytellers. You know, sharing their vision, values, and journey through compelling narratives can inspire and engage their teams, customers, and of course, investors. And effective communication is crucial for building strong connections and driving success in leadership and entrepreneurship. So let me illustrate this with a real-life case study. You might have heard of internationally recognized Australian sculptor Deborah Halpin. Deborah is not just an artist. She's an entrepreneur, a visionary, and a brand in her own right. In a recent interview, she said, "Art and entrepreneurship beautifully goes hand in hand. They're both creative outlets that contribute greatly to society, especially when done with purpose. My sculptures are a representation of me, my brand. My mission is to touch people and leave them feeling awestruck in their experience. My community support for numerous charitable causes is also dear to my heart. Everything we do is part of my personal and business branding." So, and as it's that example, what that indicates is Deborah is a smart enough artist entrepreneur to know that even the greatest artists are irrelevant if people are not aware of them and their works, and also if they're not buying their works. You know, and this is interesting because there's a lot of artists out there that have a lot of works that are not being bought. What does that mean? Well, basically, you know, you've got a diminishing value when that happens, especially this is an investment of time and energy, and of course you do want to get a return on it, no different to any other business. So she knows, you know, you constantly need to communicate to your audience. You got to present to your audience. Otherwise, you can easily be forgotten. So even if you're not an artist by trade, there's a wealth of knowledge to be gleaned from individuals like Halpin. The principles of personal branding, innovation, creativity can enrich your professional journey, helping you excel in your field, like, you know, we sort of note normally in every episode. So the thing you want to remember is this: personal brand innovation aren't confined to any particular profession. Like artists, they are tools you can yield to achieve excellence in your chosen path. From law, medicine, and engineering to tech, media, and entertainment. Certainly all our clients have come from those worlds and continue to come from those worlds, and we know from the runs on the board that certainly makes a big difference to them as well. If you need help, you can count on me. You'll find my email address in the episode's description. You can also connect with me on social media. My Twitter is John_Michael. My LinkedIn is John Michael, and you can find me as Image Group International on Facebook. As always, thank you for joining me. Until next time, cheerio.
John Michael's Personal Branding Masterclass podcast is sponsored by Image Group International, a global team of practical, digitally savvy personal brand and image strategists based in Australia, committed to maximizing your impact, influence, and authority in the business world. To learn more and apply for your personal coaching, seminars, and group workshops, please visit imagegroup.com.au or call 1-800-631-311.